it's roundup time, away out west when the cactus is in bloom.
This is Recipe Roundup, episode 48. This winter has been a long one, and right now there is no avoiding the need for comfort food. Casseroles and pies are great for this time of year, a full meal in a single scoop. While they require some prep, the payoff is unbeatable. When I sat down to recount my recipe and do some research on the history of what my family calls shepherd's pie and Chinese pie interchangeably, little did I know I was stumbling into a greatly debated subject. So let's break down some of the mythos behind what amounts to a very simple food. First of all, a shepherd's pie is specifically made with lamb meat and covered in potatoes. When the same dish is made with ground beef, it's called a cottage pie. There is much debate on the internet of how the term Chinese pie came to refer to this dish. The term seems very popular in Quebec, where it is called pâté chinois, and areas with French-Canadian residents in New England, which is where my dad's family is from. The story I was told about this dish is that it came about through the need to feed Chinese and Irish immigrant railroad workers in Canada, and that cottage pie was an efficient way to do this. But I've also seen people suggest that it actually originated from the town of South China, Maine, and has nothing to do with actual Chinese influence. We will likely never know if either or both of these origins are true. All I need you to believe is that this is good food. So I'm calling this whatever you want to call it pie. Funnily enough, I do in fact use Chinese five spice in this recipe. I would say it's absolutely key to making this unforgettable. I thought this was more or less standard practice for cottage pie, but I could only find one recipe online that was similar, so I truly hope you will try this out if you are already sold on the shepherd's pie cottage pie concept. Chinese five spice is a blend of cinnamon, clove, fennel, star anise, and Sichuan peppercorns. Typically, you may be more familiar with cinnamon and cloves for sweet dishes, but in this mix, they provide the perfect contrast for savory meat and potatoes. Sichuan peppercorns have a slight numbing effect on the mouth, which I personally find delightful, a spiciness without any sting. You'll need the largest casserole dish you can find for this recipe. I used a 9x12 roasting pan, but a large Dutch oven would work, and I would recommend the disposable foil pans if you are bringing this to a party. Ingredients for the filling: olive oil, 3/4 cup chopped carrots, 3/4 cup chopped celery, 1 cup diced onions, 1.5 cups peas frozen, 1.5 cups corn frozen, 1 large can of diced tomatoes, 3 pounds of ground meat, beef and or lamb, 1 teaspoon of Chinese five spice, 2 teaspoons curry powder, 2 teaspoons smoked paprika, and 1 tablespoon black pepper, salt to taste. For the potato topping, 8 to 10 yellow potatoes chopped, 1 tablespoon of garlic powder, 1 stick of butter, 1/2 cup of cream or milk, shredded cheese to sprinkle on top, which is optional, salt and black pepper to taste. Directions: in a large pot, place your chopped potatoes, water, and salt to boil. In a large saucepan, heat olive oil on medium heat and begin to cook the carrots. After about 5 minutes, add the onions and celery and continue to soften. In a large skillet on high, begin to brown the ground meat with salt and pepper. Test your carrots and make sure they are getting progressively softer. Add the whole can of diced tomatoes to the veggie pan. When the meat is fully browned and the carrots are just about to be soft, combine the meat and vegetables. Add in the peas, corn, and the rest of the spices. Allow this mixture to combine fully. You are welcome to add more Chinese five spice or curry powder. Just be aware that these spices will continue to develop through the lifetime of the dish. Check on your potatoes. When a fork can easily pierce them, carefully strain and place into a large bowl. Add butter and begin to mash, letting the heat of the potatoes melt it. When your filling has fully combined and heated, pour the mixture into your casserole dish and pat flat. Turn on your oven's broiling function. Continue to mash the potatoes until smooth, adding cream, garlic powder, salt, and pepper. Spread the mashed potatoes on top of the mixture, smoothing it down flat. Sprinkle on shredded cheese if desired. Broil for 3 minutes or until the top is golden brown and the mixture is bubbling. Let rest for about 5 minutes before serving. And take note, this is a dish that is extra good the second day. You can find this recipe and all of my recipes on our website, AlleghenyMountainRadio.org. Please send any reviews or pictures to sage@amrmail.org. For Recipe Roundup, this is Sage Tangway.
All this roundup time away out west when the cactus is in bloom. Dee-o-dee-dee-o, dee-o-dee-dee-o.